listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Go on my show every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. So this show is called Easy Talk, guys. For those of you that don't know about it, my name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm known as the Hollywood It Guy. You can check out the blog at HollywoodItGuy.com. We do a show every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this show is about the success, the struggles, the trials and tribulations, the challenges that a lot of these Hollywood people face, and you know the realness about what's happening in Hollywood, and also the success stories, and what positive things are you doing with your success? See, that's what really really matters. But so that's what this show's about. Is we help celebrities interact with their fans. We help Hollywood interact with their fans. You guys, the fans, and you can follow us at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, or Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. So this show is about young talents. We got a really awesome young talent coming on here real soon, around probably 210, 215. His name is Luke Jaden. And Luke Jaden is 17, and this guy's making the magic happen the easy way, I'll tell you. He's an actor, director, producer, and he's got a really interesting story. And he's currently doing a film. I think the film's pretty much wrapped with Eric Roberts and a couple other people, which is hitting theaters. This kid's 17. I can't believe that. That's crazy. So he's going to be coming on real shortly here, guys. And he's amazing. And how about the last guest we had last week? Oh, man, Cassidy Mack. No, I'm sorry. Last week was Ernie Singleton. Cassidy Mack was before that. But how about Cassidy Mack? I can't remember this site, but you guys can Google Cassidy Mack, CassidyMack. We're going to be getting involved with her, and she's a little actress and little humanitarian, nonprofit soldier, I call her. And speaking of nonprofit soldiers, get ready, guys, because we got a new show that we're developing with Easy Way Broadcasting called Nonprofit Soldiers. We're looking for the people that are fighting for charity. It's real simple. And that's going to be coming up. That's a television show as well. And speaking of television, WTV Networks, we got so much information. See, it just keeps happening. All the magic happens the easy way. I love it. WTVNetworks.com. We have a new section. If you check it out, it's called Sizzles and Shows. And we are going to be joint venturing with a production company that has a deal with the television network. So we're going to be doing some stuff with networks, looking for projects, finding home for projects. And a lot of times when people try to get their projects picked up, they get rejected. Well, we're here. So for those projects that got rejected, and a lot of times we're going to grab those projects that got rejected, because a lot of times there's projects that are really, really awesome, and people just don't give it a chance. So the people who don't get the chances, we're trying to open those doors. So that's WTVNetworks.com. We want to thank all of our celebrity columnists, Abraham McDonald with Def Jam Records, and won the contest with Oprah, and you know, thank everybody that's involved in our fashion columnists and our comedy. We have a new comedy team coming up, guys, so you can check the comedy section out. And it's going to be pretty cool. So also, we got the EOTM Awards coming up, guys. The EOTM Awards stands for Entrepreneurs on the Move. Really looking forward to that. Entrepreneurs on the Move, EOTM Awards. Your man, Eric Easy Zuli, the Hollywood It Guy, is going to be hosting, co-hosting that. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And here's a little bit more information on it.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. red carpet, and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Farrah Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zulli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, Cece Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookout, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barter, Chioki Damachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think
That's what's up, guys. And you can also follow them at EOTM Awards on Twitter. I love that voice, man. I'm going to see if I can do that. Hey, everybody, this is Eric Zulli, and you guys are listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, and we do it every Friday, 2 p.m. I don't know. Yeah, you gotta post. Just call me up. Tell me what you think. Now that's like a kind of a TMZ type of voice. You know, those voice actors, the voice people, that some people just have those voices that are just awesome, and they just, that's like what they're meant to do. It's just meant to be. But yeah, the EOTM Awards is coming up, guys. August 4th. It's going to be a lot of fun recognizing all those entrepreneurs and those individuals that are making it happen. Entrepreneurial. Lee, the easy way, and if you go to EOTMAwards.com, you will see my awards, the Easy Achievement Award, which was given to me by the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, signed off by the City and County of Los Angeles, and we are going to be honoring Sam Beard. Sam Beard founded the Jefferson Awards with Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, and if you research Sam Beard, yes, I'm honored to have him honor, my honor. I'm very, very honored. And, you know, you're listening to the all the different names they're saying, and I'm hearing them saying, and then I hear Eric Zulli. I'm like, oh, wow. That's cool. That's cool that I'm in there. But, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, guys, coming up. And so we're going to go a quick commercial break since we were talking about WTV, let you know a little bit more about WTV, and I'll tell you some things that are happening. And then we're also going to talk about what the heck, and props to Miss Victoria for making me aware of this, but what the heck is going on with Wade Robinson, man, calling Michael Jackson a pedophile? What? Okay, guys, we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, so yeah, that's what you do, www.thewtv.com. And so I was going to tell you a little bit about WTV, WTV Networks. If you guys don't know about it, you can check out WTVNetworks.com or thewtv.com. And that's a full entertainment network. It's a little empire that we got going on. And by the way, Mo, I love you, brother, but I had to steal your music. I'm stealing your background music here. It's awesome. And so you can go to that network, and that actually has an entertainment section, a business section, sizzles and shows. Like I said, we're looking for projects. Interview second of all of our awesome interviews with entrepreneurs and celebrities and producers, and we interview everybody. The events section of all the different events the network covers. Music section, we recognize a lot of the music individuals and things that are happening in the music world, and who are the music people that can help you guys. Fashion section, props to all of our fashion editors that keep the fashion going. And models and sports and, you know, we're looking for content, too. We're looking for awesome content and stories and things, and if you have some content you might want to put on the network, you can hit us up at thewtvonline@gmail.com, thewtvonline@gmail.com, and this is the network that powers Easy Way Broadcasting. We also have a comedy section, and we got a lot of cool comedians and the kind of photojournalists and journalists and people that are really rocking at all the different comedian shows and are on TV and stuff. We got some cool stuff coming up with that. Can't wait for that. And the blog section, obviously. You never know what we're going to be blogging. And then the philanthropy section, because we're all about helping nonprofits. And like I said, we have that show, Nonprofit Soldiers, coming up. But so that's WTV. Let's talk a little bit about Wade Robinson, man. What is up with Mr. Wade? Let's read this. This is from CNN. A dancer, choreographer, befriended by Michael Jackson when he was a child, now calls the late pop icon a pedophile and a child sexual abuser. Wade Robinson, who is seeking money from Jackson's estate for alleged child sex abuse, talked about his claims Thursday on NBC's Today Show. Robinson, now 30, denied in testimony at Jackson's child molestation trial in 2005 that he had been molested by the singer. 2 months after Jackson's death in 2009, Robinson said they had a wonderful relationship and he called Jackson a kind human being. This is not the case of repressed memory, Robinson told today's Matt Lauer. I can't believe I messed his name up. Matt Lauer. I never forgot one moment of what Michael did to me, but I was psychologically and emotionally completely unable and unwilling to understand that it was sexual abuse. The lawyer for Jackson's estate called the accusations outrageous and said in a statement given after the Thursday interview, Mr. Robinson was adamantly denied under oath and in numerous interviews over the past 20 years that Michael Jackson ever did anything inappropriate. Michael Jackson never did anything inappropriate him. Yes, guys, I can't read. I suck. I'm sorry. Just go along with me here. to him and Jackson's estate attorney, Howard Weitzman, said he now wants us to believe that he committed perjury at least twice and has been lying to anyone and everyone about Mr. Jackson since the early 90s so he can file a claim for money. Mr. Robinson's transparent lawsuits come nearly 4 years after Michael passed. The accusation came in the form of a creditor's claim against the estate in the Los Angeles Prohibit Court this. Probate court this. I can't. Month. Probate court this month. I can't read. Sorry. But yeah, so I want you guys to post your comments. Go to the like page on WTV Networks or Easy Way Broadcast. Actually, go to Easy Way Broadcasting and post your comments if you can, guys, on the fans page on what you think about that. I think, and this is my opinion, freedom of speech. I'm entitled to my opinion. I think someone's going after some money. I don't know. That's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? But if anybody has any rebuttals against that or has any comments, you can also call us at 914-338-1303. Okay, so that's that, Mr. Wade Robinson. And like I told you guys, we have a really awesome guest coming up. His name is Luke Jaden, and this guy, let me tell you a little bit about Luke. Luke Jaden is an actor born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, and he's currently a junior in high school studying. He has plans on going to college out in L.A. to study acting, producing, writing, and journalism, and then pursue an acting career once he graduates. He started acting at the age of 12 by doing school plays, theater, and commercials, and then soon transitioned over to mostly films and television. He just started his own film production company, and this guy's young, and he started his own film production company, and is currently writing his one feature screenplay with a partner of his that he hopes to shoot sometime. You want to shoot your partner? Hopes to shoot sometime next year and take to the festival route for distribution. Well, I got news for you. I got some friends in the festival world. In fact, one of our friends is actually the founder of the. Oh, wait, we still got to read this. I'm not finished yet. But he's the founder of the International Family Film Festival, so we're going to have to talk about that. He just wrapped a feature film called The Bully Chronicles which is heading for the Cannes Film Festival this year, and he also just wrapped a TV pilot shot on location in Detroit with a lead role currently titled The Untitled Marty Pesetta Jr. Project. Hope I said that right. Since this, he has been auditioning like a madman, and he has portrayed the role of Drew in Rumors of Wars. And I guess that's a new movie that he's shooting right now, or he's involved in. But let's get more of the details. And I know he's got a project with Eric Roberts, and I mean, this man is making it happen. His name is Luke Jaden, and he is right here with us. Mr. Luke Jaden, how are you feeling?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for coming on the show today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me, Eric. It's a blast.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pulling you way off set here. I know that you're shooting a movie right now, right?
I am. I'm actually this one's not Rumors of Wars. It's called The Invisible. I'm just a producer on it, and we're shooting right now in Detroit. We wrap this Sunday, but that's a little side project I had going. And I'm writing two features right now. I know you mentioned the one that bio was written a little few months ago, but writing two features right now, a drama action and a comedy.
Oh, cool.
They're two completely different genres.
Well, you know, like I was talking about, we have the comedy section on WTV. We're always looking for that comedy content, so I want to take a look at that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And,
well, congratulations,
yeah, Rumor,
man. And you're 17 years old, right?
17.
Yeah, I hope I did that right, because that's all over the planet right now that you're a 17-year-old producer, actor, and director. And tell us your story, man. You started when you were at the age of 11, 12. You know, talk to us a little bit. Get to know my audience. Who is Mr. Luke Jaden?
Well, I started when I was about 12, eighth grade, the end of eighth grade. I was about 12, 13 there. And I used to play a lot of sports, and I'm like, you know, I want to try something different that's not sports related. Because, I mean, I love contact. I played hockey and lacrosse, so I'm all about that stuff. But I wanted to try something out new. I tried out for my school play, and I snagged a role in it. And ever since that one role in a theater play, West Side Story, as one of the Sharks,
I love West Side Story.
It is
when you're a jet, you're a jet. From your last dying death to your something, Brett, I can't remember the lyrics, but yeah, West Side Story.
Yeah, ever since that, I just got inspired, and I started meeting people, getting on set, doing stuff, and 4 years later, here I am. I just finished a feature film with a supporting role in Mississippi with Eric Roberts. They're talking with distribution deals right now, possibly Lionsgate, and they're hoping for a release sometime this summer. So definitely keep your eyes peeled out for that. I'm writing two features, like I said. And I'm also, I just finished directing a documentary, and it's focusing on John Brown and the abolitionist movement in Detroit between 1839 and 1837 to 1859, but also connecting the Underground Railroad, Frederick Douglass, and George D. Baptiste in there also. Actually, the project is rendering at the moment while we're speaking. So I'm just waiting for that to load and watch the rough cut, and then hopefully in about 4 weeks we'll have the full thing done, ready to go to the festivals. So I plan on submitting it to Tribeca, Sundance, Cannes, Telluride, Venice, Toronto for next year's festival. So we'll see where that goes. I also got a few other things in the works. I'm casting and also an associate producer on a feature right now. We're in talks with a few named talent. I can't disclose anything yet, but I have that starting here soon. It's based on a novel. It's an adapted screenplay, and it's a psychological thriller currently titled Bestseller. It's very interesting and very twisted and messed up. But yeah, that's kind of me right now. Actor, writer, producer, director.
Well, sounds like that'll be a winner, because everybody loves twisted and messed up and blood and guts and horror and negativity and slander, and no, that's the world right nowadays.
yeah, really.
So do you have any, I'm gonna hit you with some different type of questions. Do you have any situations where you've ever been slandered or lied about and you know, attacked?
Yeah, I actually have one. When I first got into acting, I signed up for all these. I didn't know anything. I didn't know you had to get an agent. I was calling agents by myself, like, when I was, like, 12, and they're like, you need a parent to call, and I didn't get a parent, and I just started going on sites and just
putting my stuff out there, and it happened that my friends weren't supporting me 4 years back, and it was when Transformers was filming here in Michigan, and they said I submitted, and it was really a fake casting call, and one of my friends had said, "Hey, Michael Bay wants you," like as if he was Michael Bay. And I thought I got the role, and then about a week later at school, they were all just, it was a bad situation. They were all making fun of me, but I moved on, and now 4 years is here, and now I actually have support from them. So that was one thing that really, really affected me.
Well, sorry to hear that, man. Yeah, people can be cruel, and why do you think that people? What do you think it is that has people wanting to do negative and harming things to people?
You know, I think it's because they don't have anything better to do, and they're just jealous sometimes what you can do with hard work, and hard work pays off. And,
oh yeah, say that again.
And cruelness doesn't get you anywhere. So I think that's one thing that they were inspired by.
What things do you think that you've been doing that's made you successful?
Do you mind saying that one more time?
Yeah, what moves do you think you've been making? You know, things do you think you've been doing that's made you successful? Because obviously you're in a successful position. You're very young.
One thing that's had me be successful is always keeping in contact with people I work with. I don't just get directors' contacts when I work with them. I work with the whole crew. I'll get the PAs, even though if they're a low position, I don't care. I'll get the PAs' contact, the art department's contact, the camera department, the grips, the gaffers, the sound department, the boom operator, the sound mixer. So I don't just go after the big people's contacts. I go after everybody, so I have a variety. And that's one thing that has helped me, because when I was doing my production, those are the people that I contacted. And without them, it wouldn't have turned out as good if I didn't have them. And that's one thing that I definitely think the audience should know. Even though someone is an A-lister or a name, don't just get their contact. There's people below them, and they can help you out in the future and also get all their contacts.
So don't just try to get the actor's contact, get the publicist, get the manager, get the assistant, get their team.
Everything. If they have to do it, if they're on set, on location, just try to become friends with them, network with them, get their info, get their contacts. So when you have productions, you can hire them on it. And that's how you build good relationships.
And how old were you when you really hit your first opportunity?
Oh, man, I would say I was about 12 and a half. I did this little indie film. It still hasn't even came out. It's called Rabbit. And I guess they're still editing, but it was having some difficulties there. And that was the first thing I ever did.
I don't believe you're 17, man. I need you to send me your ID, and I'm going to post on the blog and make sure all the listeners know that you're actually 17, because you sound like you're in your 30s at least. And as far as your knowledge and stuff, you're doing, that's pretty crazy. You're doing more than people I know that are in their 50s and 60s that claim that they're somebody, and you're 17 and you're doing a lot more. And I appreciate you sharing your success, and that's a great piece of advice. But I mean, I really think that the audience, and I know I want to know, I mean, you're so young. Why do you think people are wanting to deal with you? What is it about you that's making people want to help you?
You know, I'm good to work with, and they like that. They don't want to deal with someone who's a pain and causes problems and people that I'm when I'm on set, I'm on set and I do the job. I don't goof around. I don't put my hands in my pockets. I'm constantly doing something, whether it be watching the camera, fixing a light, acting. I'll try every single position to make the production the best to its possibility.
What qualities and traits do you think you have that you think made people that can give you an opportunity take notice to you?
I think they like that I have credits under my belt and that I'm doing stuff. I'm not, because here in Michigan, the incentives got capped. They used to be amazing. And they see that I'm not just an actor anymore. I'm also, I have all varieties to me. I do the producing, I do the writing, I do the directing, and that's what they like. And if I'm not shooting or submitting for roles, or my manager is not submitting me, like say it's slow and she can't submit me for anything, I'm constantly doing something, whether it's networking or working on my features I'm writing. So I'm never, when people say, oh, it's so dead, I'm never dead or slow. I'm constantly doing something, whether it's the writing, the editing, the networking. So that's why I think people like it. And they like to work with me because I write original stuff and things that people don't usually write about. And they just like that bizarreness and uniqueness.
So they just like, they meet you and they're like, this guy's bizarre. And I know I want to work on, no, I'm kidding. Okay. That's cool, man. You know, the fact that you're actually doing it, what things do you think, what tools, and I guess, do you have like a system of how you do things that makes you actually, you know, like a lot of people talk and a lot of people say that they're going to do things and they want to do things, but what makes you move?
Yeah. That's a good point. I was going to make that. Many people say, oh, we need funding and it's going to be a year, but I want to shoot it. And maybe we'll shoot it next week, but it happens 4 years later. And when I do it, I get a good story, write it, boom, boom, boom. Then I say okay to my DP or whatever DP I have, and I'm like, this is when we're shooting, and this is the only time we're gonna shoot it. And when I say that, they're like, oh, we better. Pull it together here. This guy wants to shoot now. So I'm not one of those people that wait around. I like the run and gun, as you would call it. And I'm like, we're going to shoot it this date, and it's going to happen. And that's pretty much how it works and how the people actually start doing something for you.
So you basically do it the easy way.
I do.
I love it. So what about your personal life, man? What about, I mean, you seem like you don't have time to sleep, and you're doing so many different things. Like, what do you do on your day to day? You know, just you know, how do you balance the two?
It's just like a two different worlds. I split them up. I'll do this for a couple hours, and then I'll go on to the next thing for a couple hours. So that's pretty much how I handle it.
But you don't get caught up on like getting, like if you're in your personal time and then you get the phone calls and you kind of get stuck back in the business world.
I mean, yeah, that happens and you have to deal with that. But if I'm doing if it's very important, I'll have them leave a message and then I'll call them back right when I'm done doing my work. Or if they like need to talk to me now, I'll answer it and just take a break from my other work. But it works out perfect, and that rarely happens for people, but for some reason when it happens at the right time for me when they call, and I can take it and handle this work and this work and balance the two together.
Well, you're one of the lucky ones, because when I try to eat, I'll get a call of like some sort of funding call or something. You know, you always get those calls that are like the most important calls in the world, and it's like, God, okay, you have to answer it, you know, or you have to respond to it. you know, like you'll get somebody very important that is lucrative to a project you're working on. So how many projects are you working on right now?
Oh, man. Well, I'm writing two, and then I think I have about three or four going on right now, whether it's acting or producing.
And how important has social media been to you with those projects or, you know, finding new projects?
It's been very important to have the support and also to keep in contact with people and get the updates and news of what's going on. And it's good to have inside connections and know what you're dealing with and what's going on in the moment.
And how have you used social media for your success?
I'll usually message people or email them contacts that I've made and say, hey, what projects do you have going here? Do you need any producers or actors? I can help you out, and then they'll email me, and that's how it helps me, because the social media has been very important with the connections and all of that.
What platform has been the most important to you, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or YouTube?
Oh, probably Facebook and Twitter.
Why?
Twitter for the support, Facebook for all the inside connections and to know what's going on in the film industry.
And how many followers do you have?
I think I have, I don't have that many. I think I have like 200.
200?
200.
Wow.
I need to get it up.
Well, we'll talk about that. But that's pretty. So you only have 200 followers, and how many Facebook fans do you have?
Oh man, I'm friends with like 2,300 on there.
2,500. Okay, so you have some people on Facebook. So how much more do you think you would be getting if you had a stronger following on Twitter and Facebook?
I think it would help tremendously. I think if I had anywhere between like 2,000 to 10,000 followers, that would be great, and I mean it would definitely help me. And I mean, if you have any secret tricks, let me know.
Have you researched me? No, but so why? Why do you think it would be more important? Why do you think that if you had
it keeps you in the moment of motivation and the support from the fans, and also that they're wanting to see you and stuff. And sometimes casting sees that, they're like, oh, this, everybody's liking this guy right now. We need him in something. We need him to start auditioning for us. And that can be a tremendous help.
Now, you choosing as being a director, being a producer, being someone that can put actors or people in positions of giving them jobs, how do you decide? Do you factor in how many followers or how much of a following the actor has when you're casting somebody?
You know, I look at that for a little like side thingy, but I really don't base it on that. I base it on, I want to see they're real. I want to see at least a couple scenes from the sides I give them, and I don't care if they're huge and have tons of credits or if this is their first feature. I look at it as I want someone who's real and believable, because that's hard to find, and that's what affects the audience the most.
I agree. And anybody that's listening that's an actor out there, you guys can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com if you hear anything. And follow Mr. Luke. It's Luke Jadens with an S. On Twitter, LukeJadens. Follow him on Twitter and follow Easy Way Broadcast and hashtag Easy Way. And if we see that, there's possible opportunities in many, many ways. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yeah, so make sure you can email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com if you're an actor or if you're a writer, if you're a producer, if you're anything. Email that email and show, send us your stuff, send us what you have, and we'll be taking a look at it. So who's your inspirations, man? You know, there's a lot of directors and actors and producers out there. Who inspires you and why?
Yeah, definitely, and that's one thing that helps out an actor and producer a lot. And I'm glad to have it, and I love the support from my fans, and hopefully I'll gain some followers here, and I can tweet them up here.
My question was, who are your inspirations for being a director and producer, actor, and why?
As an actor, I don't really have an inspiration, but as a director, I would say, actually, I do have an actor. Director would be Nicholas Winding Refn and Terrence Malick. I like them because their movies are very unique. They're one of a kind. You never see movies like it. And that's why I like those two. As an actor, Ryan Gosling's my favorite. He's believable. He's real. He's in the moment. I know some people say he's only a character, one type of character, but I don't care. He portrays that character amazingly good. And he's inspired me throughout my acting career as one of my inspirations as an actor. And that's why I would say Ryan is my inspiration for as far as acting and actors go.
I'm getting a tweet. Do you have a girlfriend?
I don't.
Well, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. We got some background
in the
studio here.
You don't
have a girlfriend?
Well,
he doesn't have a girlfriend, girls. So how important do you think PR is to a movie project? And can you talk to us a little bit about how you've promoted and how you've marketed your projects and how they were successful?
It's very important to get that publicity out and to give info about your project so people will see it and start talking about it, and it will help you get distribution, which is one of the key factors. And PR is very important. Without it, you won't go anywhere. And you have to have PR and publicity for a project. It's a must.
How have you been marketing? And I mean, you have some finished projects. I know this. Yeah, I remember last time we talked briefly when you called into the show. You told us about your kind of your bullying story to how your friends played the trick on you. And then I think you said something about you have a movie with Eric Roberts and something. You have some sort of film that's going to be hitting theaters soon or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, the one specifically, Rumors of Wars, they're in talks with Lionsgate, no done deals yet, but I'll definitely let you know when something happens here, and it's supposed to release this summer. I know it's finished. I believe it's going to hopefully release sometime between July and August.
That's awesome. So what's your talk to us about your steps of making a project successful. How do you find the distribution? How do you find the funding? How do you find all the different team? You know, talk to us about your team and how you made that project successful.
I find it's basically through, as far as distribution, past connections or connections I know, and they also know people in the distribution business. And sometimes it can come from the actor too. That's very important to get at least a couple named actors for your project so it has chance of distribution. And that is a huge factor. And pre-production is the most important thing of a production. You want to be organized. You want to know what you're doing. You want to know what your crew's done, what your cast has done. And the chemistry between the actors is the most important thing. And if you have that crew, then you'll make the actors look great and the production look great. And that will help when you call up your past connections for distribution.
What would you say the steps are, or like, you know, in order? What's the most important? Like when you're first starting a project, how does it work? You write the script, right?
You plot down ideas, you pick an idea, you begin to write a script, and through that, you just write that, make sure it's top-notch, tweak it every day, make sure you get that. Then you get the producers to help you fund it, and those can be past connections or people you contact at agencies or management companies to package it for you. Then when you get that, you can begin casting and crewing up and getting all that good stuff behind the scenes, and then you can shoot it, and then after you shoot it, you go to post-production, which is editing, sound, music, all of that good stuff to make it look beautiful, and then you have the project, and then you pitch it to companies, or a production could have already bought it. And that's how that works.
There's a lot more to it. You're holding out on us, man. Come on. I know there's a lot more because I'm a producer myself, and I'm involved in film and stuff. And you know, I have a surprise. Let me see if this is my surprise.
Hey, Eric, do you mind holding for a minute?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
You guys, we're going to go to
No problem.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break here or a play. We're going to play a little bit of music for you here, and we'll be right back.
Tell them stop. We have a COVID.
You can say what you want, I grind all day. Better give me that man, not a boy that can pay. Don't take that eye candy away. Not a fake or a flake, gonna keep it wide awake. Say,
the success, trials, and tribulations, and challenges, easy way style, easy talk, every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we always have cool things going on, so I hope you guys follow us on Facebook at Easy Way Broadcasting. You can follow my Facebook at Eric Zulli Fans, and the network at WTV Networks, so when Luke gets back on, he can say hey so we know, and I'm just going to keep on talking here.
Hey, Eric, I'm here.
You're there? Okay, cool. Well, guess what, man? Remember I told you last time you were on the show, last time you called in, I said, well, you know, we have a director that we actually work with as a production company at Paramount?
I do.
Well, we have a surprise for you because that's actually who called me. I wanted to make sure he could answer. But I'm going to go ahead and give him a call and introduce you to him. His name is Joe Aries. And I want to, if you have any questions for him, if you need any advice or help or anything, or maybe you can help him out. I don't know. But you guys are going to go ahead and witness how we do it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk. We're the only show that does this. And, you know, just connecting people. It's just very cool.
I'll be right here.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? You got Joe Aries, you're on my show right now, live on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I want to take a moment of your time, sir. Can we grab you for a second?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm on my way driving, but yeah, absolutely. How are you doing, Aries?
Okay. Yeah, how you doing, Joe? Thank you so much for picking up. So we have a young and up-and-coming director, and pretty established, actually. His name is Luke Jaden. And Luke, this is Joe Aries. He's an established director who's done music videos with Warner Brothers Music. He's an artist. I mean, he has a really amazing story. And he's wrapped a film. He's currently working on a new film and the office and production company. Pictures. So, Joe, I was wondering if you could talk to Jaden. You guys can talk, and maybe you guys can give each other advice. Easy way.
Absolutely. How are you, Luke?
I'm doing good, Joel. How about you?
I'm great. Well, you know, first off, let me just congratulate you for your film. Eric told me a little bit about you. You have a film already finished, and you're working on your second film?
That is correct.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, keep him busy. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
What are you dealing with as a director? Are you mainly a director, an actor, both?
Yeah, I'm both. I'm a director, actor, producer, and writer.
That's amazing. That's great.
That's
incredible. That's how Spielberg started.
Yeah.
So yeah, look.
Always tell me. Yeah,
tell us
great.
If you want to share, you know, what are you dealing with or things that you've been, going through, breakdowns, breakthroughs.
You know, Luke, I'm giving you permission to brag on my show. Tell Joe a little bit about yourself so maybe he can throw some advice your way or whatever. And you guys just go ahead and talk. We're just talking live. Don't worry. Nobody's listening to us. It's a private conversation.
Good.
Well, I'm an actor, producer, director, writer, like I said. I just finished a feature film with Eric Roberts called Rumors of Wars. It's supposed to come out this summer. They're talking with Lionsgate for distribution. Nothing's a done deal yet, but I'm hoping for Lionsgate. That's my hope. Fingers crossed. And I'm writing two features right now, and then I just finished a documentary called Madman or Martyr, which is focusing on John Brown and the abolitionist movement in Detroit. And that's starring Tim Holmes, strong man from the new movie Oz, The Great and Powerful, and Philip Edward Van Leer from the shows Prison Break and Boss.
That's awesome. That's great. And you want to share with me your inspiration to becoming an actor or director? What would you like to get out of this experience, not only a movie, but, you know, having a legacy of films?
I like to show people new things and originality in the art of filmmaking, because most people don't understand what goes on behind the scenes and making it, and that's what I want people to know. And
so, like,
hard work pays off. It's not you just whip a camera out and you start filming. It's many months of prep and years. It can take years sometimes.
Absolutely. So basically what you want to get in like 70 or 80 years, when you're looking back, is just to create, you know, like a product for people to be motivated and to get excited and entertained. Right?
Yeah, definitely. It's very important to it.
That's awesome. And you know, part of my commitment on this business is also to entertain. And there's something deeper also, because, you know, part of it is to entertain, sure, but then there's a different, another thing that usually people don't think about or don't know, but it's like, what's underneath movies? Like, why why people feel so moved and excited about movies. And also, you know, because the storytelling started, you know, 2, 4, 7,000 years, when the human beings were in caves and were passing communication by telling stories, was not just a matter of entertainment, but it was a matter of survival. In other words, if I wouldn't communicate to you, what would happen? You know, how many feet away you should be to the saber with the saber-tooth tiger wouldn't eat you. You know, then they started communicating information and telling stories to the younger generation so they could pass the legacy of what would you have to do in order to survive an attack. And really getting into telling stories in a cave and that primal feeling of survival. So if we just take in consideration that when we're making movies, we're not only entertaining, but we're sharing. We're passing through from generation to generation this survival mode of creating a story. How much beautiful that is, the experience.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree. And that's what I want people to capture, and they sometimes don't capture that. It's all about the art. And what goes behind it, and then what you get from it. And that's one thing I've learned in this industry, and never to stop working. Just keep working, whatever job it is. You get the connections, you get all that good stuff, and then it pays off. And it's very important.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to acknowledge you, Luke, because you're super young, and you're not young. You know, you're old and young at the same time, in a good way. You're young enough to be young in an age, and you're old enough to be working on your second film, and you know, just being committed to it. And you know, I'm 31, and I'm in post in my first feature film, and I'm developing my second film. And you know, you're like years ahead of me, so that's a great not only feeling, but a great thing to look up. It's like, you know, you're 17. Where are you going to be when you're 31?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just taking each day as it is and hoping for the best. So.
Yeah, and no, absolutely. And not only hoping for the best, but you're creating the best.
Yep, totally, definitely. Committing.
Exactly, exactly.
Thing of the industry.
Absolutely, yeah, because you're right. There's a lot about talking, you know. We all know about the talk-to-talk. Then there's a lot about walking, and then you have the walk-to-walk, and there's a lot about work. There's a lot of work that people don't know. You know, people see the stars and see the celebrities and all that fun and the parties and the red carpets and the premieres and the hot girls and the hot guys and the money, but really there's like a huge structure and a lot of work and a lot of mornings where you woke up at 6 in the morning to meet that writer, you know, and you went
right
to bed and you didn't go to that party, or you went to the party and then you have 5 hours of sleep and then you still went through it.
Yeah, most definitely. I totally agree on everything you said. And
Great. It's
all about the commitment and having support.
Absolutely. It's about the commitment. It's about the work. And it's also about getting away of your own bullshit. You know, there's always things that are stopping us. You know, because I personally
right.
talk about doing my first movie for 6 years. I love going to parties and be like, yeah, I'm shooting a movie. I didn't know that I was going to shoot a movie in 5 years because I was wrapped in all that, you know, talk to talk. So, you know, it is about passion. It is about commitment. And also it's about working in ourselves, breaking through those fears. And, you know, after you do a movie, what if people don't like it? What if people love it? What if, you know, it's not about the what if, but the when. And when you find out the when, you just put action and you just do it.
Totally is.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Eric.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And guys, just so you know, I pulled, and Joe is a very modest person, but Joe Aries is a established director, and he's, and if there's anybody out there that's looking for a director, I'm putting the easy stamp on Mr. Joe. And he has an offer. I've seen it. In fact, because of Joe, I'm involved with some great situations at the Paramount lot, and we're working on some projects right now. And I appreciate your time, Joe, and coming on and just talking to our guests today, Luke, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but before we let you go, do you have any inspiring words to any of the up-and-coming directors out there?
Yeah, two things. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, I just want to make clear, I have a production company at Paramount, and, you know, we work hard every day to move this project forward, and we're creating that with Eric right now, where, you know, there's a few projects that we might work, and you know, I'm just happy to be part of the show. And in regards to an inspiring nugget for the day, you know, I just would say, I'm going to say that today you work on yourself, and then tomorrow, like literally, today you work on yourself, today being Friday, and what that entails, and then tomorrow you set goals. You know, if you do want to be a filmmaker, be a filmmaker. If you want to be an actor, be an actor. If you don't want to be an actor, don't be an actor, and be an attorney, and just follow your dream, as we all heard, and do the work that it takes. And a lot of the times, we have to remove our own bullshit, and we don't want to see it because it's hard to see it. So, you know, the coaching for today, or the nugget for today is, you know, be straight with your bullshit, clean it out of the way, make a commitment, and do it.
Well said, Joe. Thank you so much for your time and to coming on the show today. We'll let you get back to what you're doing. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'm sure. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, so that was Joe Aries, director extraordinaire. We appreciate his time, and he's very straight up. Bull beep. I wish I had a beep button because okay. But hey, so Jaden, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope, you know, I wanted to introduce
it was
you
awesome.
To one of
thank you so much for having me on the show. It was wonderful, and I hope the people take the advice I gave, and just you guys can follow me on Twitter, Luke Jaden S, and I'll follow you back.
Yeah, this guy's acting like I'm gonna get him off, like I'm letting him go. Do you have something to do, or can we keep you on a little bit longer?
I've got to go meet someone at the moment.
Okay.
For this project, but it was a blast, and if you. And hopefully we can meet here in person soon.
Oh, we're going to definitely meet. We'll be doing it the easy way here real soon, man. So all my fans, everybody that follows the whole Easy Way movement, and what's your inspiring words? What do you want to leave everybody with? You know, what's some advice on your part? And like, talk to some of the younger demographic, because I think a lot of people can be inspired by you. Inspired.
Always, always. Keep your connections, whether they're bad or good. Always keep them. Treat everybody how you want to be treated, whether it's your crew or cast, and never fail. There's a lot of rejection in this industry, and you just have to take it piece by piece and just say, hey, that will equal that. That's what builds you, and it gives you a strong sense, and the rejection gives you motivation, and that's how I take it. Because there's lots of rejection in this industry, and you have to be able to take that and just build from it and take it as if it's another day. For example, when I do auditions, after the audition, I don't think of them again. If I book it, great. If I don't, I'm not worried about it because I had already forgotten about it.
I love it, man. Great advice. And thank you for your time. And we're looking forward to having you back on. And, you know, you guys can follow HollywoodItGuy.com, and there's actually a post of today's show and a post on Jaden, and we'll be throwing some updates on there. And can you hook us up with some behind the scenes, some cool stuff happening with your projects? Would you mind doing that?
Definitely, Eric. I will.
All right, right on, man. I appreciate it. Hey, can you do me a favor and say your first and last name and you know, whatever you want people to know you by? Hey, I'm Luke Jaden, and just say that you're doing it the easy way real quick.
Okay. I'm Luke Jaden, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. So, Luke Jaden, everybody, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate you, Luke, and congratulations and much more success to you.
Oh, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much, Eric, and it was a great to have. Thank you for having me on the show, and take care and have a great weekend.
You too. All right. Thank you, Luke. So that was Luke Jaden, everybody, and he's 17 years old. He's making it happen, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show. This is Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. This is the show's called Easy Talk, and I'm Easy, and I'm also known as the Hollywood It Guy. So we're going to take a quick short break. I'm going to let you – and also, you know, when I come back, guys, we're going to be talking about the showcase that I'm actually going to be hosting tomorrow at 333 Live Lounge, 333 Live Club in Los Angeles. And so if you're an artist and you want to get heard, then you definitely should keep listening to the show here, because we're going to be getting into that. But the headliner for tomorrow, her name is Eva's Universe. This is her, and we'll be right back. Eva's Universe, why is it people aren't hitting me up on my show? No, I'm kidding. All right, guys, we'll be right back.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Half 4 in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say. Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. I open my door to see both of your hands up. If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it. What I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe?
And I'm your host, Easy, on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. So let's get into what is cracking like fireworks tomorrow. It's going to be hot, 3:30 p.m. If you're in Los Angeles, do not miss it. Check this out. RPM Entertainment and 7... RPM... let me say this right. RPN... RP Entertainment and 7X Grammy nominee Haskell Jackson Entertainment presents New Stars of Hollywood, 333 Live Club, 333 Boylston Street, LA 90017. The New Stars of Hollywood, we're looking for the new stars Saturday, tomorrow, May 18, 2013. Red carpet starts at 3:30 p.m., goes until 4 p.m., the doors open, the show starts at 5 p.m. The Unsigned Artist Network Showcase, live. Hosted by yours truly, Mr. Eric Zulli, the Hollywood It Guy, co-hosted by Will Bond. Headliner, you just heard her, Eva's Universe. My man, special guest appearance by Shane Sparks. And my man, Ernie Singleton, the veteran in the music industry. I mean, he took MCA Records and made it what it was. Former president of MCA Records is going to be introducing me. Thank you so much to my man, Ernie. Performances by LA's hottest artist, Ochoa Boys, Gina Marie, and you guys hear Chola Boys all the time. I play them all the time. Gina Marie, Red-Handed, Malachi Cohen, Matt Remix, Boo Spence, Girl Squad, Jamela Perkins, Saria Prom, Lacey K, Zachary Mitchell, The Dolls, Caitlin Collins, YI, Jillian Steffens, Lil Will, and special guest performances by Saint Tone. This is country, pop, jazz, gospel, R&B, rock, rap, all different genres of music. All the information is on there, and also special guest DJ Inferno from Power 106 is going to be spinning there. It's going to be hot. It's going to be fun. All the hottest dance crews are going to be there doing their thing, performing. And you guys can follow, if you want more information, you can follow us at Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcasting. So don't miss it. Tomorrow's going to be hot. I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to doing my thing on stage. I got some stuff for y'all. For everybody that might be listening, it's going to be a lot of fun. Do not miss it. Please, come say what's up to me. Come take a picture. I love it when you guys do that. So that's what's up. We're doing it the easy way, guys, and we'll be right back.
Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll it easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll it easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
And also, too, guys, a couple of my special guests and friends are going to be appearing there as well. The president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association and American Society of Young Musicians, Jarvie Hutcherson, will be in the house tomorrow. Jara Valenti, actress extraordinaire, which is blowing up on the internet, I might add. Go Google Jara Valenti, J-A-I-R-A-V-A-L-E-N-T-I, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Ernie Singleton and his whole crew will be there, and many, many other great people. So in honor of a Chill Boys performing, they're one of the special guests performing tomorrow. It's going to be a lot really hot, and if you guys remember Disney's XD, Ryan Ochoa is one of the stars on that. A Chill Boys is just going to make people go crazy, baby.
You hear that? It's a DJ on the right. You see that? It's a light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run up the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist, pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the team. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was singing for the band. Heart is bumping, music playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We're starting to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
We're going crazy, 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 too crazy, crazy, crazy. We're going crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, flat on the mic.
rock. All the kids join this wave. So many lights you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium. We're so wild, feel like stadium. Everyone, to the next stop, get the Jeep. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Light on the mic, boys you like. Up all night, we're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's past, going crazy, this tune. Get a little rush into your veins so fast. Force you to have nothing but a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action to be hard to forget. So let us leave, we're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some extra speed. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Fool as you like, up all night. We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Ochoa Boys Go Crazy. Check them out, Ochoa Boys on Twitter. And this is Easy Talk, guys. So I hope you had fun. And, you know, I wanted to say props and thank you to all the past guests. And I encourage you guys to go check out some of the past shows on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, some of the archive shows. Some of the, your favorite stars are on there, really being real with you, letting you know their trials and tribulations, struggles and challenges, and their success stories. And, I mean, these stories, these interviews are just so awesome, guys, so I hope you're enjoying it. And if anybody wants to syndicate or have us syndicate our stories or any of our interviews or any of our people to them, you can contact us at Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. We'd be glad to talk to you. And if anybody's got content that might want to get involved with WTV, you can go to WTVnetworks.com, contact us there, or the WTVonline@gmail.com.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVnetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Ross.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zulli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Vera Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zulli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Don Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookhouse, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barta, Chioki Damachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think Entrepreneur.
That's what's up, guys. So you guys can go to EOTMAwards.com, and let me tell you a couple of the people that are actually on this awards situation. If you go to the website, you will see Angela Lindvall. You'll see Betty White. And everybody remembers Betty. Betty, Betty, Betty. Good old Betty. Kelly Richards. Lunel. Carmen Electra. Lacey Kay. To certain Disney stars, Boo Boo Stewart, many awesome up and comers. Even One Direction, I heard, is actually involved with this situation. And I promise you guys, go to that award show. Now go to EOTMAwards.com and check out what's involved and what they're doing. You know, and if you want to sponsor this award show, hit us up at EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. And please talk to us. I heard that Entrepreneurs of the Year, even the Mayor Antonio Villagosa, is actually nominated for this award show. I mean, everybody is really getting down on this situation. Literary publications, magazines. Congratulations to Rock This Magazine for being nominated. Hollywood Shine On Magazine is nominated. WTV Networks is nominated. I'm nominated. Yay me. just so many different people. Just go on there. Everybody remembers Kean and Kel. Kel Mitchell is nominated. All the Disney stars are nominated, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So, and if you want to get nominated, if you want to get involved, you can hit us up at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. We're keeping it moving. There's so many different categories. Maurice Egger, Mo Egger with Sports and Music with Mo Egger every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My girl Melina Gay from The Young and the Restless, she's nominated. I mean, it just keeps on going on and on. And many, many awesome entrepreneurs. Even Steve Harvey is nominated for the Humanitarian Specialty Award nomination. It's just really awesome. So don't miss that, guys. Go check it out at EOTMAwards.com and hit me up. On Facebook if you have any questions. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Again, props to all the past guests and everybody, and props to you guys, man. Props to you guys, the fans, for sitting back and bearing with me and listening every week. We're gonna keep on doing what we're doing, and you know what motivates us mainly, guys, is when you hit us up on Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, or you hit me up at Eric Zuley, ericzuley, and you know I love hearing from you guys, so please, you know, don't forget to do that. Definitely keep hitting us up, and we'll keep giving you what we're giving you. And hit the group up, Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook, Hollywood the Easy Way. And that group has actually connected a lot of individuals. We're keeping up to 3,000 members now, and we're going to be doing meet and greets, and we're going to be doing a lot of really cool things for all the members and all the people that are supporting us and getting involved and hanging out with us. And we have a lot of cool events coming up. And, you know, please go to thewtv.com or my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com, and subscribe if you want to keep in touch, if you want to keep in touch with the Easy Way movements and what's going down. And, you know, thank you to the whole team and everything that's happening. And just stay tuned, guys. We got a lot of cool shows that I'm personally producing in situations. We want to give a big thanks to Pepper J Productions, Actors Reporter, you know, Rock This Magazine, Fan TV, and all of our supporters, everybody that's involved, loveallhumans.com, everybody that supports us. We really, really appreciate you guys more than you know, more than you know. Trust me. So thank you for listening, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. And don't forget, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Actually, you know what? I apologize. No, not tomorrow. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, he actually cannot do his show tomorrow. He's booked on something real big in Texas. He apologizes immensely to his fans, to all the Easy Way Broadcasting fans, to all his Planet Dance fans. He apologizes. He will be back next week, but not tomorrow. Unfortunately, he's got to do something, so we will be making that announcement. And but you know, we still have the show coming up on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Last show he did, man, I mean, he's got so many NBA stars that comes on there. And the show's getting better and better. You know, the stuff that they're talking about is awesome. And, you know, how do sports and music collide? And you know, the way these NBA players' lives are and how they think and how the music piece kind of goes in there and coincides, it's pretty awesome. So, but, yeah, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us, guys. It's Easy Way Broadcasting. And we love you guys. We appreciate you.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuley treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Hey girl, you're looking like you wanna send them tweets tonight.
Hey girl,
that's cool with me, girl. Just make sure you mention me tonight. As soon as we got alone, girl, you started reaching for your phone.
have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.